Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. After years of traveling and worldwide participation, Minnesota-based artist Anne Leibovitz has brought her cross-cultural project home to Duluth. 122 conversations, person to person, art beyond borders, is at the Tweed Museum of Art here at UMD through the end of the year. It's an interactive project with Duluth Sister Cities International. Anne's exhibition highlights the vibrant participation of people from Russia, Japan, Iraqi Kurdistan, Sweden, and Canada. And you, too, are invited to participate and to celebrate the opening reception of 122 Conversations at the Tweed next Thursday, October 25th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Anne Leibovitz joins us to share more.
Well, I'm very excited. It's been a 6-year project. It started out with doing 10 interviews in each of our sister cities, and those interviews formed the core source material for all of the paintings that traveled in a site-specific way and cumulatively getting participation in each of the countries. And now all the participation and all of the paintings that I've created for each of the 6 countries are here at the Tweed Museum of Art.
So this has been inspired by the International Sister Cities of Duluth. And how has that read and played and been interacted with?
Well, because the scrolls grew from Thunder Bay, which were sort of, they were paintings and smaller, 40 by 40 inches. And as the exhibition grew, it both got larger and lighter and more compact in the same kind of way. So now everything fits into a suitcase under 45 pounds because that's how much you can carry. However, the pieces are 35 feet long by 30 inches, and they're made out of a really light material. So they've become these huge sort of peace banners.
Talk about the conversation part of this project.
In so many ways, that's been the best part, like the most delicious, because I've had the opportunity to interview and talk with 60 people from around the world. And what I've discovered is there's just so much beauty in resilience and vulnerability within each of the people that I spoke with. And what I loved was there was such an eagerness to participate and such an openness to be a part of a project outside of themselves. And what is kind of interesting is I learned that the most common thing people said if they had children was, I want a better world for my children. I hope for my children to finish their studies. And the other most common wished for thing was peace.
And how much is that just connected to understanding?
Well, I think, and it is, it's connected to understanding and the Sister Cities mission of peace through one individual at a time. And I, for me, my grandmother talked about Martin Buber, who's a philosopher, and she talked about having a moment with another person where everything else fades away. And that was what I was really interested in those interviews. And that's what I was interested in when I created the work and also in creating opportunities for other people to participate and create work so that in Duluth and in the other countries, we can see some marks, some feelings, some notes, some energy. So they're almost like love notes to Duluth from our sister cities. And there's also a place for people in Duluth to write their own marks. And I'm so excited to see them. And there's already a couple hundred. So please come and make your mark. I couldn't have done the project without the participants for the initial interviews, right? And the sister cities relationships. So there's so much inspiration there. And then, of course, the energy. There's been over 3,000 volunteers. So there's really those voices are a part of that exhibition. And I've really endeavored to express that in the really large scale painting so that I can somehow share that energy through color, through the vibrancy of my mark making, and really honor those interviews and the individuals who were so gracious to volunteer and to participate.
You are invited to celebrate the work of Anne Leibovitz and her exhibition 122 Conversations at the Tweed Museum of Art on Thursday, October 25th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.